The Buffalo Bills drafted Shaq Lawson, defensive end out of Clemson, last night in the first round of the NFL draft. Here to talk about it, Dan Lavoy, who writes for Buffalo Rumblings and also for SB Nation. Thanks for joining us this morning, Dan.
Glad to be on the show.
All right, Dan, let's talk about, first of all, Shaq Lawson. Were the Bills lucky that he was around when it came their time to pick?
I think so, and that's what Doug Whaley seemed to imply when he was talking about the pick last night. Shaq Lawson was for a long time considered to be a potential top 10 or top 15 pick in this year's draft. So to see him fall to pick 19, that's got to be a positive for the Bills. He's also been considered the second or third best pass rusher in this draft. And with the pass rush being something the Bills were looking to add, I think they were very happy to see him available when they were picking.
If you could break down this athlete for us a little bit, give us the upside. And obviously there's got to be some downside or potential downside because, like as you mentioned, he did slide a little bit perhaps below where he was initially projected.
So Lawson is a 6'3", 270-pound player who plays defensive end for Clemson. He is able to play a little bit of outside linebacker, a little bit on the defensive line, and so he represents sort of that hybrid pass rusher that's becoming into vogue over the last few years. He had an incredible season this year for Clemson with 24.5 tackles for loss, 12.5 sacks, so he was very productive for them. And obviously the team went all the way to the national championship, so he was a big contributor to that from the defense. As far as his specific technique, what makes him special is his raw strength. He's very powerful, and he's able to move through linemen, control them with his hands, and bull rush them backwards into the quarterback. He's a good athlete, so there's a lot of qualities, there are a lot of traits that the Bills are going to like to see when they're having Lawson on their team. Now, there are a few things that could have had him drop. One is the scheme fit. While he's a versatile player, his size doesn't match up with every team's desires for the position. He's about 15 pounds heavier than some teams like their outside linebacking pass rushers to be, so he doesn't fit in teams that have a more speedy defense. And he's a little shorter than some teams like their defensive ends to be. Usually teams prefer people to be about 6'5", 6'6" for that position. So one issue was the scheme fit and just his size and build. He's a bit of a tweener. The other issue that has come up recently is that some doctors have reported Lawson to have a shoulder injury, which dates back to his freshman year of college. And they say that it will need surgery at some point, which could take him out of commission for 4 to 6 months. But the word that we've heard is that the surgery can be postponed until after next season, so it shouldn't be affecting his playing time, and it obviously didn't affect him this year when he was playing outstanding.
All right, and then finally, Dan, if you could project forward a little bit, give us some of your thoughts about what the Bills might do for the rest of this draft.
So going into tonight, we know that the Bills were looking for defense yesterday, and we have a good sense that they're still looking to add to their defense. There are holes at linebacker where they only really have two solid prospects available for the team. We know that they could add another defensive tackle to the roster. So especially in round two, they're looking to add somebody on that defense. And names who have come up in the past that we know are interested are Reggie Ragland, linebacker from Alabama, Jaron Reed, who's a defensive tackle from Alabama. They've both been connected with the Bills many times in the process, USC linebacker Sua Cravens, and Mississippi State defensive tackle Chris Jones. So I think they're really going to be focusing on bulking up that defense a little bit more in the second round. And then one thing we know is coming at some point during this draft is that they're going to be taking a quarterback. We don't know when. We don't know exactly who it's going to be. We have a few guesses like Cardale Jones, Kevin Hogan, or Christian Hackenberg. But the Bills have been keeping everything locked up tight at One Bills Drive, so we're still waiting to find out who the player they were looking for is.
Well, Dan Lavoy, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Yeah, glad to be on.